Air Checker. Hi, I'm Bobby Ash, contributor for Air Checker, and I'm down here at NAB 2012. All right, so there's been no tweets, and for that I apologize. You can blame my Canadian cell phone. Even with the roaming option enabled, I cannot seem to connect to the internet. It seems this NAB show is all about the push to digital. Digital radio, HD radio, digital studios, digital content and streaming. I had a chance to stop in and visit Fraunhofer. These are the guys who actually created the MP3 codec. It was amazing to actually have a discussion with people who were single-handedly involved in changing not only the recording industry, but the streaming music industry. And they had a chance to show me everything that they're creating right now for streaming technologies, not only for the internet, but for television. They showed me what is called the AAC codec and its various flavors, AAC2, AAC2+, AACAG, which apparently stands for high efficiency. These codecs are used for streaming for all kinds of applications. If you want to be able to listen to your favorite top hits radio on air, online, you can do that with AAC, and it sounds better than MP3 with less bits used. Why is this important? Because now a lot of people want to be able to listen to radio on their cell phones. Mobile radio? There's an idea. Now you can do it with just 8 kilobits per second. You're not going to end up damaging your data plan, because we all know how much Canadian telecommunications companies love to suck us dry on digital. On data plans. So they had a chance to demo a few of their codecs, and it still sounded great. I had a chance to hear what a top 40 station would sound like at 8 kilobits per second, and although it's not perfect, it's a lot better than I anticipated. They had a chance to show me what a news talk type radio station would sound like at 8K, and unfortunately without a music bed there to absorb all the artifacts, it wasn't stellar, but at just 16 kilobits per second, it still sounded great. Again, the 8 kilobits, not so good. But hey, you can't have everything. It's a lot better than listening to what those stations would sound like natively on their AM carrier, or at least in most. I also had a chance to stop by the Telos booth. No, that's not the big Canadian cell phone giant. That's TELOS. These are the guys that manufacture, one of the guys that manufacture telephone systems for talk shows, for radio stations that might be running contests. These are telephone systems that integrate with your existing console or with one of your new digital consoles. And I had a chance to watch a presentation with their own Joe Talbot on how the phone, or at least the phone as we know it, is about to disappear. The POTS, or Plano telephone system, is evaporating. And he talked about what broadcasters are able to do about it. Joe also spoke about the integration of SIP technology into broadcasting. SIP is a phone protocol that's been used by enterprise and business for years now and has been adopted quite widely across not only the internet, but in the business place, the enterprise market. And now it's becoming the norm for broadcasters. And he talked about some of the challenges and some of the exciting things that can be done with that, including high-quality codecs that can be used as end users start to become more advanced, because SIP does a handshake and says, hey, I can do this amazing, currently G722 codec, and the other side says, hey, so can I. And before long, there's excellent audio quality. The hum, static, and crackle of an existing telephone service doesn't need to be there, and our aging telephone infrastructure can essentially be sent out to pasture. Just a few inches away at the Omnia audio booth, I had a chance to watch demos from processing giants Cornelius Goode and Leif Claesson, who demoed their brand new, or sort of brand new, FM processors. These are the guys that they put an audio stream in, and you get a completely different, shiny, sparkly audio stream out. Maybe it has that big punch if you're an AM, or if you're a top 40, or that crisper sound if you're maybe into the older hits. These guys were able to do amazing things with with remastering, for instance. I had a chance to see what a existing, the spectrum analysis of what an existing CD track that's delivered to a radio station sounds like. And if you look at it on the meter or on the spectrum scope, you can see it peaks, it clips, it's dirty, it's basically square wave. And they have technology that can undo that. It uses some prediction and tweaks it a little bit. To steal a line from Leaf, it's not magic, it's just engineering. And Leaf was able to show with his processor how the audio could be essentially rebuilt. And it sounded amazing. It took away that clipping. I never realized just how dirty radio sounded until I had a chance to hear the AB between the two. And these guys can take the dirty out of radio, that's for sure. Other audio processor manufacturers, like the biggest name, I would say, Orban Audio, do have a few products out, but unfortunately the line was so big, I didn't have a chance to demo that, and you can look forward to maybe hearing about this tomorrow if I can punch through the line. Currently on the digital radio push, HD Radio. Some of you may or be probably are familiar with HD Radio if you live in areas like Toronto, where you get bleed over from the Toronto area. I haven't had a chance yet to play with any Canadian HD because there isn't any, but talking to some of the technicians, it looks like there are technologies on the way. It might not be the HD radio standard, but there's other standards out there that are coming. So if you don't know what HD radio is, well, let me give you a quick demo or a quick heads up. It's essentially radio inside of radio. FM broadcasters currently have an allocation to 75 kilohertz of spectral bandwidth either side of their carrier. Well, it's possible in these sidebands, and I know I'm getting technical here, to put additional channels. It's like if you've ever watched TV over the air on the new DTV, you know how you'll get your 8 and then 8.1, 8.2, 8.7. These are different streams that are existing inside your TV stream. The same thing is true for radio. The example they used is you can tune to your 99.9 hot hits, and then if you go to the HD radio option, assuming that your radio in your vehicle has it, you can go to maybe the HD2 or HD3, where they'll be carrying something different. Maybe the sister AM station, or maybe some other stream of audio, a comedy channel from the internet, or the audio stream from their television station. Lots of options, and I had a chance to see exactly how excited the industry is about HD radio in the US, and hopefully soon it'll be coming to Canada. These guys were also quite adamant, quite in love with this technology. I could not believe just how much not only did sales companies love HD radio, transmitter companies love HD radio, and believe it or not, the industry seems to love HD radio. Not sure why I said believe it or not. A couple broadcasters that are using it talked about it at different spots. A gentleman from Cumulus, which is a huge company down here in the U.S., talked about just how in love they are with their HD radio products. Also had a chance to see some setups, some demos from furniture manufacturers. That's right, even the people that make the table that you stand at every day as you're bringing content to the masses, these guys were there, and they talked about the push towards stand-up style desks. We all know that that's been there for a while, but he talked about making the functional workspace, and they talked about incorporating every single thing to be at arm's reach and how important it is to be able to see across the desk at the person you're talking with so that you can actually have that that face-to-face hangout feel. Some other folks that were there, many, many tower manufacturers. Not many people who listen to this podcast are really going to care too much about towers, but as a true RF and radio geek, I had a great time talking to some of the tower manufacturers about what they're doing, how quickly they can build them, and just how excellent tower manufacturing is getting. Because back in the day when we used to see these massive antenna arrays on towers, you would have so much wind loading, so much ice loading, and these towers would fail. Well, some of these design premises that they're using for new towers have been really, really impressive. Other companies that have been announcing newer stuff, well, not really a lot yet. I had a chance to see some stuff from Comrex, Tyline, and a few other people who do telephone hybrids who were talking about some of their remote hardware. It was a bit of a trend that I noticed at a number of different competitors' booths, and they're talking about cell phone and cell phone bonding. Now, this is so that when you're doing your remote, you don't need to worry about having a physical line brought in or an ISDN service. Instead, you can connect directly using a cell phone or a piece of hardware that uses the cell phone network. And big right now is an idea called cell phone bonding. And this allows you to have not just that narrow, crackly, garbage audio that we're used to on cell phones. It allows you to have wider audio. It's kind of the same premise as what you see behind ISDN. The other thing these guys did was data over cell phone. It's becoming very popular to be doing remotes. Instead of doing just audio over cell phone, which is already digital, they're sending a data stream back to the studio, and they're able to do it in high quality audio. Maybe we'll be seeing more from the Fraunhofer folks I talked about at the beginning in that side. So like I mentioned, not a lot new being announced, not for radio at least. This NAB 2012 seems to really be the year of the camera. Everywhere you look, it's HDTV, 3DTV, 4K cameras, etc., etc., and not really a lot from radio. Well, what can we expect tomorrow? I'm going to try and talk to a few console manufacturers and see what they have going on. I took a walk past some of the big names like Wheatstone, Arrakis, Axia, and a few others, and I was really impressed with some of the things that they were building, and maybe I'll have a chance to bring some more of that to you. Anyway, from Sin City with incredibly sore feet, I'm Bobby Ash with Air Checker.